Blog Talk Radio.
My soul, God,
will bless your name. Well, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, my soul, bless your name. Oh, God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I cry out to you. Lord, heal my body. Heal my mind. God, cause my soul will bless your name. Oh, God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, those who have come on this line today, Father, in the midst of the service, Father, they are seeking you diligently for healing, deliverance, and breakthrough, Lord. Oh, God, right now, touch their soul, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, move, God, like you never moved before. Oh, Father, even my prayer partner who has suffered a massive, I say a massive, Lord. Good God Almighty. Oh, God, heal his body right now, Lord. Massive stroke, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, you get the glory for the turnaround right now, God, in his life. Go in the hospital room, Father. Not only touch him, Father, but touch my other. Those who have suffered, whose body has been under attack, Father, right now, we plead the blood over them right now, God. Well, in the name of Jesus, move now, God. Oh, they don't have to wait till the midnight hour. Father, we believe you are doing it right now, God. Heal their bodies and minds, Lord. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, our soul loves you, God. Oh, Father, we'll bless your name right now. Oh, Father, we'll bless your name right now. Oh, God, move now, God. Move, Lord, like you never moved before. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, do it. Do it, God. Don't care what the circumstances. Don't care about the situation. Don't care what they say. Don't care what nobody want to do now. Before, Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we look to the hill which comes our help. Lord, all our help comes from you. Oh, God, so move now. Do it, God. Move in a mighty way, God. God, do it now, God. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. And it is so, Father, that this is the day you have made, and we will rejoice. Oh, we rejoice. Amen. Thank you all for tuning in once again. But something about when I hear my soul loves the Lord. I don't know about you all, but I have to go to a whole nother, oh, hell, not our soul. Go to a whole nother level. Oh, gracious God, right now. Have your way in this place, Jesus. Have your way, God, all through this broadcast. Oh, God, have your way. Dear God. You all turn to Luke, the 17th chapter, verses 11 through 19, where we pick off on part two of, hallelujah, God. Oh, Jesus. Bless our soul, God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, God. For saving a rut like me, God. Thank you, God. See, you didn't have to do it, God. The devil messed up. He gave me a chance to learn how to get before you, God. Oh, Jesus, have mercy on us. Oh, we're in part two. Oh, let me hurry up and get to this. I'm about to go to a whole nother service. Oh, Jesus. On God, undeserved favor. See, if you understand, you feel like I feel right about now, then you don't mind about praising God. I don't care what you are. You don't mind about giving God the glory. See, when we truly realize that God delights in us to show mercy for those who cry out for him. Oh, good God, man. When we truly realize that he delights in us to show his mercy for when we cry out for him. And that he is abundant in riches. Oh, that who calls out his name. Good God Almighty. For whoever will call, upon the name of Jesus will be saved. According to the book of Romans, right? In the 10th chapter, verse of what? 10th chapter, verses 12 through 13. See, I left this out today. When Moses asked to see God's glory, the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abound in loving kindness and truth, who keep loving kindness for thousands, who forgive iniquity, transgression, and what? Sin. Yea, he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, right? Visiting the iniquity of the fathers of the children and of the grandchildren of the third and fourth generation, according to what? The book of Exodus, the 34th chapter, verse 6 to 7. So I say this to say, his holiness demands that he judge sin, right? But his mercy is the predominant and leading attribute. Whatever your need is today, whatever your need is right now in the mighty name of Jesus, call out to the Lord, and he will full, and he is what? Full of mercy. He's full of mercy. Well, look at this. We give you a brief on this here. My soul, man, I'm just there. We talks about the guys, the 10 guys with the leprosy, right? And we get into the point where we are breaking it down. And one of the fascinating things is about this is that their faith, they had to be obedient in faith, right, to know, to go forward to the priest, where Jesus said, once they was obedient in faith, God, Jesus healed them. The Spirit of the Lord came upon them and healed them right now. But one of the things that bothers me is that one of them, who was a Samaritan, he turns around and come back and give God the thanking. And remind me of some of the things that we have done in our life when God has brought us out of a bad situation. He has brought us out. He has delivered us from bad relationship. He has delivered us from bad finance, from attacks on our health, attacks in ministry. He has delivered us. And yet, we go around like we did. It was all about our intellect, all about our skill level. Are the people willing to help us? But yet and still, we refuse to give God the praise that just do for helping us. But this one turned around and came back and praised Jesus right there. Bowed down and gave him all the honor and due. And Jesus asked him so bluntly and plain, where the 10 of you, y'all? Oh, Jesus. Somebody shout glory here today. Let me just get into this lesson. I don't want you to say that this preacher done took up all your time. And we all should respond as the leper responded with what? Obedient faith. Understand this thing now. Let's get this here, right? So when Jesus healed the leper in what? Luke 5, right? In 13, he first healed him and then instructed him to go show himself to what? The priest. But here, without any evidence of healing, Jesus, listen to this now. You got to get this now. It's important. Without any evidence of healing, Jesus commanded the 10 lepers to go and show themselves to the priest. In this, their situation was what? Similar to the one that Anina of Syria, who Elijah told to go and battle in the Jordan River. Oh, good God of mine, this is confirmation. Oh, I thank you, Bishop. This is confirmation. Oh, good God Almighty. Somebody shout glory here in a minute. Look in 2 Kings, right? In 2 Kings 5, verses 10 to 15, right? Elijah sent a message, right? And when we go to 2 Kings 5, right, verses 10 to 15, Elijah sent out a message when he told him, go and wash 7 times in the Jordan. Your skin will be restored and you will be healed, right? And Nineveh went away disease. That's what he wanted Elisha to do, right? Oh, good God Almighty. So, he said this, right? The rivers of Damascus, the Avon, and the Parpan are better than any other rivers of what? Of Israel. Could I not wash in them and be healed? So what he did, he turned around and went away, angry. His servants approached and said to him, O master, if the prophet has told you, good God Almighty, listen to this now, if the prophet had told you to do such a difficult task, you would have been willing to do it. See, if it didn't tell you that, you'd be willing to do it. They said, he said simply, wash, and you will be healed. So he went down and dipped in the Jordan 7 times, as the prophet had instructed, and the skin became as smooth as a young child, and he was healed. He and his entire entourage returned to the prophet. Naaman came and stood before him. He said, for sure, I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now, please accept a gift from your servant. That's time that the men and women of God has telling us to do something, to go. But we wrestle with the idea of doing it because it doesn't set right in our spirit. We have our own mind on what is think we think it should be, and since we have that on mind, I hear you, Holy Ghost, up in here, that we do opposite of what the man of God or the woman of God has told us. And we never get the result of what God had for us because we was not obedient to the word of God. See, the lepers got healed from their obedience and their faith. You didn't get healed. Well, you didn't get your breakthrough. You didn't get set free because you was not obedient in the word of God that come out of the man of God or woman of God's mouth. Your faith did not line up with your obedience. So you cost yourself disgrace. Oh, Jesus. Oh, they don't want to have talk. Somebody talk to me here today. It was a test of faith for them to go without evidence of healing. You got to listen to this. Jesus sent them to the priest without evidence that they was healed. They did not argue. They went. They was obedient to the word that come out of the Lord's mouth. They went right on. We are told whether the 10 lepers, right? They're not told whether the 10 lepers had a debate about whether or not to go. I can well imagine one of them did argue. One of them probably did. We look like fools if we show up before the priest in our present condition. Y'all know how you do. Man, I look crazy doing this here. Where do you get this from? I don't know why they're telling me to do this here. I look like an idiot, man, if I go do this here, man. Oh, good God Almighty. See, I'm bringing you home, right? Because this is what happened today. We have the same problem as the lepers have. We have a spiritual leprosy, which is causing us not to operate in the gift that God has given us, which is not allowing us to be obedient to our faith and not allowing us to be obedient to the word of God that comes from his servant. Not only just his servant, but even the word of God that's come from you in the spiritual realm. You still won't be obedient to it because you want to question everything that God is doing in your life. Have you ever been somewhere and the Spirit of the Lord come upon you and drop something in, and you try to tell one of your friends or that person you with, and they look at you and they're showing you off? Good God Almighty. And then later on in life, when they finally did it, or later on when they did it, the results came, and they ask you how you know. You would have known much sooner if you was obedient. Oh, Jesus. Help me, Holy Ghost, up in here. I know, but if we do what he says, what they say, maybe we'll be healed. But if it isn't the way he healed the other lepers, why doesn't he heal us in the same manner? I don't know. But we must be on what? But we must what? Obey. Maybe they didn't have such a debate, right? Since the text does not record it. You know, this is me. I'm dealing with us in the 21st century. Because guess what? This is what we do. See, all of this stuff is already there in the Bible if we read. The text didn't record a debate, any narrator about it. As they was going, they was what? Clean. I don't know if it happened to all of them at the same instant, or if the first one and then another one got healed, but suddenly, by the Lord's power, they all was restored to what? Perfect health. If they had lost fingers and toes, they were all restored. You see what I'm saying? We're talking about when God heals, he heals, completely healed. Everything that was operating the way it's supposed to, now everything is operating and functioning on the same accord like it's supposed to. So you got to understand the devastating effects of this terrible disease was all erased. So they had to have a marvelous experience. But the problem with this is that only one man who returned gave thanks to Jesus was what? Spiritually saved. The rest of them was naturally saved, but the one that came back was spiritually saved, he received salvation. So you got to understand, faith is a gift, salvation is a gift. But in spite of that, the cleaning of the leopard picture what God does to the soul of those who call out to him for what? Salvation. He instantly cleaned us from all our sins. He clothes us with a perfect righteousness of Jesus. In other words, he restored and healed our soul. The only condition to receive God's healing from our leprous soul is that we take him at his word, that whomever believes in the Son of Jesus will not perish, but he have eternal life. That's John what? John 3:16, right? I know y'all know that was hard. Just as the lepers did not first try to clean up and make themselves presentable, so we are to what? Come to Jesus just as we are. Just as the lepers did not just believe intellectually, but had a faith that obeyed Jesus' word, so we must experience personally obedient faith in him with regard to what? His promise to save us from our sin. But even though in one sense of all the 10 lepers, right, illustrating saving faith is that they took Jesus at his word. When are we going to take sanctified people? When are we going to take Jesus at his word? They took him at his word, and they act upon it personally. In another sense, the nine fell short of saving faith. The nine got what they wanted from God in terms of the healing body. This is what we do. We turn around and we get what we want from God, but we miss something here. We will miss getting saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. We will miss the salvation that God offers us. We go running for the gift, and we think we're fine. But the one came back, got the eternal blessing. So they got healed in their bodies. But they went no further. You want to know why you ain't going no further? Because every time God has moved in your life and did something, that's all you wanted, and you went on about your business. You did not get the salvation that he was offering you at the same time of him saving you from the attack, the affliction, whatever it was on your life. You missed that. They got what they wanted. They never returned to Jesus to receive salvation for their soul. Just like us, we get what we want from God and never turn back to God and receive the salvation for our soul. So they only receive what most of us run across today, a temporary benefit of a healing body. But it was only to the one thankful leper who returned that our Lord proclaimed, "Your faith have saved you." In the same way, it is possible to receive special blessings from God in answer to prayer. Y'all hear me on this now. It is saying, in the same way now, it is possible to receive special gift, special blessing from the God in answer to prayer, such as what? Healing from serious illness, and yet to fall short of the blessing of all. We can get them, but we can fall short of the blessing of all. Thus, we will realize that God has blessed us with some temporary blessing. We must now become satisfied with that and stop there. Oh, Jesus, have mercy on him. See, we all should, as the one leper did, glorify God at the feet of Jesus with a thankful heart. I know a lot of people, you look and say, how in the world these people get this in? And I'm going through, I'm struggling, I ain't got this, and everybody else got that. Lord, what about me? Well, have you ever thought about the last time God moved in your favor, and he moved and you went on about your business, and you ain't say thank you, so you took the temporary blessing and went on about yourself? You didn't acknowledge God. You didn't say thank you. You went on about like somebody owed you something. And you wonder why you're going through things now. See, the thankful leopard represents the full fruit of the saving faith, namely lips to what? To give glory, joyful thanks to what? His name. So what I'm saying is the fact that this man, who was a Smyrna, Samaria, showed that way of what? Salvation is open to all who will call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the fact that Jesus called him as a foreigner. To what? To go through. Paul tells us that Christ broke down that barrier, a dividing wall, so that we who are formerly were excluded from what? The commonwealth of Israel now has been what? Brought near by the blood of Jesus. Look at Ephesians 2, verse 11 through 14. Look at this here. Notice something here. That this leper, right, prays with a heartfelt. He glorified God, what, with a loud voice. It becomes his voice had been hampered by leprosy, right? It was freed up now, and he exercised it with the full force. Others may have been, what, embarrassed by the abundance, but he did not care. Jesus had healed him, and he was going to make it known. So this leper, he was glad. Praising should be that of every person whose heart has been healed by Jesus' mighty power. So he glorified God. Twice is mentioned that the man glorified God. In verse 15, 18, chapter 17. To glorify God is to what? To exalt his attribute and his action. Is to what? Exhale him to let others know how great he is. As the prelude rightly stated, the chief end of man is what? To glorify God and to enjoy him forever on what? On account of his blessing and what? Salvation toward us who deserve his judgment. I had one commentator point out like this. He said, point out that while 10 men prayed, only one praised. While 10 prayed, only one praised. He said that even so, there are far more who are prone to pray in a time of need than to praise God when he meets that need. Good God Almighty. I like that. See, his blessings are to adapt to make us look other way, right? If the Lord has delivered our soul from judgment, we ought to let him know about it. I have to remind myself sometimes, right, that praise the Lord is not just a slogan or something nice to do. It is a command. If my life, right, and your life should be the same way, is not marred by frequently praise to God for his many blessings that he has given us, I am not being obedient. While prayer will last for this life only, praise will continue throughout the eternity. Those who have experienced Jesus clean in his power should what? Glorify him. They should. At the feet of Jesus, listen to this, man. This is very, very. At the feet of Jesus, right? Whereas before, the man had to keep his distance, right? Listen to this. Y'all got to catch this thing now. You got to catch this here. They had to keep the distance, right? But now he's at the feet of Jesus. Because of his what? Disease. Would not allow him to get close according to the Mosaic law. They had to be separated. Now he comes up near to Jesus and falls to his face at Jesus' feet. I doubt it if he understood the fine of Jesus, but nonetheless, he took the proper place of worshiping at Jesus' feet. Jesus said to him at this particular time, he who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. That's John, right? In the 5th chapter, the 23rd verse. So in other words, what I'm saying, we cannot properly glorify God if we do not fall in adultery at Jesus' feet. He is the eternal God who is willing to leave the glory of heaven to come to what? To sin for earth and suffer and die for us. So we must spend time at his feet. Somebody said, I just got to get in the position to be place my face at the feet of Jesus, which will show that it's the proper attitude of humility that I should, you know, be characterized, right? I mean, when we're looking for something, we should be able to go down to the feet of Jesus and plead our case. God have mercy on me, right? You know, you got to go to this problem. It can't be too big. We owe everything to him and claim nothing as coming from ourselves. So when we look at this leopard, right, he wasn't maintaining his dignity and self-esteem. He was claiming Jesus did his part, but I did my part. He knew that he had been re-atoned because of what? Jesus' mercy. And so he really fell on his face at Jesus' feet. That was every person, any person, should do. It kept down at Jesus' feet. Oh, I wish I had a witness up in here. We thankful with tears. The leper was giving thanks to him. They were. They was giving thanks. scripture and study talks about the tribe expressed gratitude by sitting for a long time in front of the hut of the person who did the favor of saying, literally, I sit on the ground before you. Yeah. So these two examples of these two African tribes, Africans, they understood what Thanksgiving is. And why it's difficult for us is at the core, Thanksgiving is an act of what? Humility. It acknowledges our debt to the other person. Clearly here, Jesus was pleased with his expression of thanks and grievance at the absence of the other nine, right? According to Luke 17, verse 18 through 17. According to also Hebrews 13, 15 through 16, stated that to him that offering up a what? Sacrifice of praise to God, that it is the fruit of our lips, and that it give thanks to his name, and do not neglect doing good and sharing. For with such sacrifice, God is pleased. Yes. Oh, praise his holy name. Man, we just sit here and meditate on this. And we think about the goodness of the Lord and all he has done for us. Man, our soul has to say hallelujah. Have to say. Because when we look at Hebrews 13, 15 through 16 state, through him then, let us continue offering up a sacrifice of praise, right, to God, that it is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name, and do not neglect doing it good and sharing, for with sacrifices pleased, every day we should be filled with the gratitude for all that the Savior did for us when we were spiritual lepers before him. I talk about this thing here. We thank God when you have nothing to wear, nothing to eat, and nothing, and no bed to lie on, or no things, or home out. You thank God, right? What else do you thank God him for? I thank him that he has given what? Me, my life and being and a heart to love him and a desire to serve him. Even so, if we who have known Jesus, healing power in our soul, will live each day to glorify him with what? Thankful hearts. Others will be drawn to the Savior and to find mercy for their souls. Let us all learn from this exorbitant and thankful effort how to respond to what? The blessing of God. Especially to those blessing of salvation. We should join him in glorifying God at the feet of Jesus with a thankful heart. I come today and tell you, never get too big. When God is moving in your life, he has brought us a mighty long way. We should always do reverence and give God thank you for everything that he has done. Never get too far gone and too important that you can't thank God. Don't let nobody dictate to you or what you should do when it comes to you serving the Lord, because you have to serve the Lord wholehearted. May God keep you and hold you is my prayer. Also remember to go to www.uptopministry.org, send in your many prayer requests. And whatever you have in engagement, anything you want from the man of God, for ministry, just send it in. Also, remember, those who have sowed seeds in 2014, here in 2015, we thank you. You can sow in many seeds to 3327 15 Court North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35234. And you're going to be blessed until the next time. And don't forget this lesson. Share this lesson with a friend or share it with a loved one. Oh, hallelujah up in here. Do it now. Make sure that you do everything that you're supposed to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is our prayer, and we look forward to seeing you each and every day. In Jesus' name, you all be blessed.